From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is calling on the FBI to release all the facts of its investigation into emails related to her use of a private server. FBI Director James Comey said Friday his agency learned of the existence of emails that appeared to be pertinent to the investigation into Clinton's use of the private server. He said investigators will examine the emails to see if they contain classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI's inquiry. Speaking Friday evening, Clinton said the FBI needs to let the American people know all the facts.
So we don't know the facts, which is why we are calling on the FBI to release all the information that it has. Even Director Comey noted that this new information may not be significant, so let's get it out.
The FBI launched an investigation into Clinton's email server last year, but closed it in July after concluding there was no basis to charge her with criminal conduct. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump said the new information is evidence of what he called Clinton's corruption. Speaking to a cheering crowd in Maine Friday, Trump said the new investigation is a chance for the FBI to correct what he called a big mistake.
I have great respect for the FBI for righting this wrong. The American people fully understand her corruption, and we hope all justice will finally be served.
The revelations came 11 days before voters go to the polls on November 8th. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they have begun a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday that rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100 others. The Syrian government, meanwhile, said it had beaten back attacks from both rebel forces and Islamic State militants near Aleppo. The UN Human Rights Office reports Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by Islamic State militants in their battle for the city of Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office says Islamic State militants have been forcing people living in the outskirts of the city into Mosul and pushing them into areas to be used as human shields. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says that Islamic State abducted nearly 8,000 families and forced them at gunpoint into strategic locations.
Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot. And even among those who did comply, many of them, including 190 former ISF officers and 42 other civilians, were shot dead.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of Islamic State. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. An American Airlines passenger jet caught fire at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport Friday, forcing an emergency evacuation of passengers and closing several runways. American Airlines said the Boeing 767 was preparing to take off for Miami and was already on the runway when it experienced an engine-related mechanical issue, causing the pilot to abort the takeoff. Black smoke and fire poured out of the plane, and evacuation slides inflated from the sides of the fuselage. A Native American tribe and other activists opposed to a multi-billion-dollar oil pipeline project in North Dakota vowed on Friday to continue their fight through direct action and legal challenges. Police say the pipeline is being built on private property that has been occupied by Native Americans. Pipeline opponents say that it will put the water supply at risk and damage areas sacred to the local Standing Rock Sioux Indian tribe. The U.S. Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew 2.9% in the third quarter of this year, the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists say the relatively positive economic report makes it more likely the U.S. Central Bank will raise interest rates. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.